This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 19, Number 2, April 2018. The title of this article is Quality Assurance for Online Higher Education Programs, Design and Validation of an Integrative Assessment Model Applicable to Spanish Universities. The author of this article is Renata Marciniak of the Autonomous University of Barcelona. Abstract. The quality assurance of online higher education online programs is one of the great challenges faced by Spanish universities. Regular assessment of these programs is essential in order to take actions to improve their quality. The said assessment should be complex and include all of the components of the program, as well as its planning and implementation stages and its effects. The purpose of this paper is to present a model designed to assess the quality of online higher education online programs that includes the assessment of the quality of the program itself, as well as its continuous assessment. In order to design the model, the author conducted a bibliographical analysis of different standards, models, and guides developed in Spain and other countries to assess online education. The model was validated by 23 international online education experts. The results of the validation were triangulated with specialized literature, thus allowing the author to make decisions regarding whether to change the model by keeping, reformulating, or removing a dimension or indicator. As a result, 2 variables, 14 dimensions, and 81 indicators were obtained. In order to verify the utility of the model, it was applied in the assessment of 4 online programs. The model guides the persons in charge of the implementation of online programs and allows to conduct a more comprehensive assessment of the program in order to discover its strengths and weaknesses, and opportunities for its improvement. The model can be also applied by online program designers as a guideline for creating other high-quality programs. Keywords: online education, quality of education, online programs, assessment model, introduction. According to figures provided by the Spanish Ministry of Education, Culture, and Sports, more than 15% of Spanish students study online. Given this high percentage, guaranteeing a high quality of online education is one of the main objectives of Spanish universities that offer online education programs. This way, these universities seek to put an end to the assumption that the quality of online education cannot be as high as that of traditional education. Furthermore, there is a discussion among Spanish academic groups regarding the appropriate method for assessing the quality of online education programs, with the purpose of answering the question of whether this quality should be assessed based on the same criteria as those applied to traditional programs. The dominant view is that the assessment of the quality of these 2 types of programs, online and traditional, is basically the same and only differs when it comes to the meaning given to the criteria and the instruments used to make measurements. As a result of this approach, the current trend in assessing online education programs, especially when it comes to universities that offer both traditional and online education, is to assess them in the same manner as the traditional ones. Thus, online education programs are assessed by using the criteria and indicators designed for assessing the quality of traditional education programs without applying quality dimensions and indicators suitable to the context of online education. Moreover, Spanish accreditation organizations also assess and certify online programs by applying the same models as the ones applied to traditional education programs. Assessing online programs in this way is a major drawback, as online education differs from traditional education when it comes to its organization and functioning. Online education is not equivalent to traditional models, and thus the same quality assessment mechanisms and models should not be applied to both types of education. Some models exist that seek to provide a response to the issue of quality assessment in online higher education programs in Spain, such as those developed by INER, ANICA, ACU. These models, however, combine a variety of approaches and sometimes respond to contradictory paradigms. They thus use divergent dimensions to assess the quality of online education. Moreover, The indicators proposed by these models rarely highlight the need to assess all pedagogical and technological elements of the program, its planning and implementation stages, and its impact. As postulated by Martinez-Mediano, program evaluation is the systematic collection of information regarding a program in order to meet specific needs, that is focused on 1. The quality of the program itself, its basic elements, structure and coherence. 2. The planning of its launching, taking into consideration human, material and organizational resources. 3. The development of the program and 4. The results of the program. The lack of knowledge in Spanish universities when it comes to the correct assessment of online education programs, and the lack of models that could contribute to said assessment, inspired us to conduct our own research. The general purpose of the research was to design an applicative model for assessing online higher education online programs in Spain by integrating the assessment of the quality of the program itself and the ongoing assessment of the program. This paper presents, from a panoramic point of view, the process of designing and validating this model, which is expected to become a useful tool for assessing and improving all of the components of education online programs as well as the three stages of their existence, that is, the initial stage, the development stage and the final stage. It should be noted that this global approach has not been addressed so far, as has been noted by authors such as Butcher and Husen, and Chmielewski. Theoretical framework, assessment of the quality of online education programs. An online education program is a document that covers actions designed to achieve the educational objectives for a determined period of time and which, in turn, is composed of a set of elements necessary for the development of a learning teaching process regarding a determined subject taught online. It is conducted in its entirety using communication and information technology with the technological support of an online platform and the support of online teachers who assist and guide the student's academic development through different interactive telecommunication systems. It seems that there is not much point in separating the assessment of the components of the program, the traditional purpose of assessment, from the ongoing assessment of the program. These are two sides of the same coin. If we take into account that the assessment of an online program, considered as an organizational scheme of pedagogical and technological components, only makes sense if we assess the quality of those components together with the implementation of the program and the results obtained from its implementation. As a result, except for the evaluative research and other purposes, it is perfectly possible to harmoniously integrate the assessment of the quality of the components of the program and the ongoing assessment of the program. In this way, the assessment will be complete, will allow for an in-depth diagnosis of the current quality of the program and will allow to reflect on what needs to be modified in order to ensure the highest quality possible. Furthermore, it will make it possible to determine whether the program has been designed, developed, and implemented in a way that will produce the desired effects. Assessment of the quality of the online education program itself. The assessment of the quality of the program itself is defined as the assessment of all of the elements that constitute an online program. Based on a bibliographical review, it has been established that there are no formulas or schemes defining the components that should be included in online learning programs or in the assessment of such programs. This is due to the fact that each program is unique and, thus, its structure and elements depend on its objectives, contents, resources, and so on. Nevertheless, the Higher Education Committee on Quality proposes the following elements that should be taken into account while designing and assessing online programs: learning objectives, teaching strategies, learning assessment strategies, student profile, interactive teaching resources, learning resources, thematic contents, and activities schedule. According to Barnard and Echols, an online program should include student profiles, thematic contents, learning strategies, characteristics of the educational technology, and strategies for the assessment of the learning process. Rushby and Sari propose different components of online program: curricular data, general learning objectives, program contents, learning activities, information sources, communication tools, media use, and strategies for the assessment of the learning process. Based on the proposals made by the above-cited authors, we can conclude that an online education program should focus on clarifying and developing the following components: online program justification, online program objectives, student profile, thematic contents, learning activities, online teacher profile, didactic materials and resources, learning assessment strategies, virtual classroom of the program, These components define the quality of online higher education programs and, thus, should be assessed in order to identify the strengths and weaknesses, and the opportunities for improvement, of each program. Ongoing assessment of the online education program. The ongoing assessment of the program provides constant information regarding its progress. This information allows for the improvement the program through feedback. Peres Justin Sari and Ensminger affirm that the assessment of an education program should be designed to be carried out in three stages. Furthermore, each stage should have its own entity and objectives, and the three stages combined should contribute to the improvement of the program as a whole. The initial assessment of an online program is carried out before the program is launched and has two main purposes: to launch the program under favorable conditions and to establish the level of readiness of the program for its launch so as to minimize the risk of failure. The processual assessment of the program evaluates the performance of the program in its development stage and the possibilities for its improvement. This assessment has two main purposes: to facilitate the timely making of immediate decisions regarding the improvement of the program based on the results of the assessment and to collect data for subsequent decisions. The final assessment of the program is focused on the achievements made by the program. The purpose of this assessment is to verify whether the objectives of the program have been reached, measure its effects, and assess student satisfaction with the program. Reference for designing the model. The specific nature of online education makes it necessary to draft, develop, and assess a series of educational actions for its correct development, and to determine unified guidelines in order to guarantee that these actions led to high quality results. To address these challenges, several authors have developed initiatives related to the quality assurance of online education. These initiatives can be used by universities as allies in their assessment of educational programs. Some of the aforementioned initiatives are internationally recognized, while others have been designed to be applied in Spain. International reference. It is worthwhile to consider the five pillars of quality online education model developed by the Online Learning Consortium in the United States. The purpose of this model is to assist institutions in the identification of objectives related to online education and to measure their progress. This purpose can be fulfilled by assessing five pillars that constitute the quality of online education: learning effectiveness, faculty satisfaction, student satisfaction, scale, and access. In Latin America, the Latin American and Caribbean Institute for the Quality of Online Higher Education developed the Guía de Evaluación para Programas de Pregrado a Distancia in order to improve the quality of the distance higher education offered by institutions in Latin America and the Caribbean. The guide includes a series of self-assessment guidelines within the certification process offered by CAELD. The following areas of online education are assessed in this self-assessment: technology, training, instructional design, student information, and services. While describing initiatives related to the assessment of the quality of online education, we must also mention the European Foundation for Management Development's Technology Enhanced Learning Accreditation Program. EFMDCEL is an accreditation process that assesses online education programs with the purpose of improving the quality of online education programs offered worldwide. The core of this process is the self-assessment of the program by a group of internal auditors who assess the program based on program profile, pedagogy, economy, technology, organization, and culture. The aforementioned programs are not the only programs developed to assess the quality of online education. Table 1 contains the comparative analysis of some of the models analyzed during the bibliographical research. The analysis has been arranged chronologically. Table 1. Comparative analysis of some of the models developed to assess the quality of online education. These analyzed models, as well as other models that could have been quoted, the utility of which is undeniable, enable the assessment of online education programs through a series of dimensions that contain the information necessary to draft assessment plans. The main problem is that the variables and indicators proposed by these models rarely highlight the need to assess the quality of the program, as well as the quality of its planning, implementation, and results. Another weakness of the analyzed models is the lack of consensus regarding the number of dimensions. Some models propose the assessment of only three dimensions, while other models propose to assess up to eight dimensions. It is further observed that we do not encounter any dimension common to all analyzed models. Another weakness of the aforementioned models lies in the differing meaning given to the dimensions, as their interpretation differs depending on the author and the methodology. Spanish reference. In Spain, few authors have developed initiatives related to guaranteeing the quality of online education that can be used by Spanish universities as assessment allies as they move forward the assessment of educational programs. Among others, we should mention the Association for Standardization and Certification of Spain's ON 66181, 2012 standard, which sets out a quality model based on a set of indicators that represent three satisfaction factors of the recipients of online education. Each of these factors break down into key quality dimensions, based on which actions can be taken in order to improve the corresponding factor. Recognition of the training for employability, learning methodology, accessibility. The Agency for the Quality of the University System of Catalonia designed a guide for the internal self-assessment of online education, which is an assessment model for higher education online programs. It is composed of five dimensions that do not differ much from the dimensions proposed for assessing traditional programs: strategic position of the degree, training program, instructional design, learning assessment, and results. The quality of online programs is also assessed by the National Agency for Quality Assessment and Accreditation of Spain at three different stages. The first stage consists of an initial assessment of the education program. ANECA assesses the project of the program through the accreditation program Verifica. Once the program is implemented, ANECA monitors its implementation and development by the university, using for this purpose a specific accreditation program called Monitor. The third stage consists of a periodical renewal of the accreditation of the education program. The said renewal is carried out by ANECA by using an accreditation program called Acredita. Table 2 shows the criteria used by ANECA to assess programs at the three above-mentioned stages. It should be noted that the said criteria are used by ANECA to assess both traditional and online educational programs. Table 2. Criteria for the assessment of education programs used by ANECA. From Programas de Evaluación, Assessment Programs, by National Agency for Quality Assessment and Accreditation of Spain, 2017, in the public domain. Methodology. The starting point for designing the model was a bibliographical documental analysis of the components of e-learning education programs and of guidelines regarding the assessment methods proposed for these programs, as well as a specific bibliographical study of the standards, models and guides created in Spain and other countries in order to evaluate the quality of e-learning education. Based on the results of the said analysis, a first draft of the model was created, composed of two variables, 14 dimensions and 90 indicators. In order to facilitate the application of the indicators and determine its utility, a descriptive sheet was created for each of them which contained all of the components indicated by the standard on 66175. Table 3. Example of the descriptive sheet of an indicator developed according to the Spanish norm on 66175, 2012, from Autoevaluación de Programas de Educación Universitaria Virtual, Self-Assessment of Higher Virtual Education Programs, by R. Marciniak, 2016, Barcelona, Spain, Autonomous University of Barcelona, licensed under CC by NCND. Taking into consideration that the model was the result of the author's own elaboration, it was necessary to validate it and determine its reliability through a methodological proceeding in order to determine the extent to which the model assessed the components it was supposed to assess. According to Hernandez, Garcia, Padilla, Garcia, and Leal, validity refers to the extent to which an instrument actually measures the variable that it intends to measure. Specialized literature proposes different types of validity and procedures to define the validity of a measurement instrument. All of these procedures apply formulas that allow to obtain reliable results and that guarantee the achievement of the set out goals. In our case, the process of validating the model was conducted through validation by experts and application of the model in the assessment of four online programs. Validation through expert judgment consists, mainly, in asking several persons to cast judgment regarding an object, instrument, educational resource or to give their opinion regarding a particular element. For this purpose, we asked 23 international experts from different countries to validate the model. The experts were selected based on their experiences in the field and on papers they authored. The experts were asked to determine the validity of each dimension and indicator of the model based on the assessment and evaluative judgment of its univocality, relevance, and importance. As for the indicators, the experts were asked to assess the suitability of the calculation formula and the relevance of the evidence. An online form was designed in order to facilitate the validation of the model by the experts. The form was divided in three sections. In section 1, the experts were asked to provide certain personal data. Sections 2 and 3 were used to carry out the validation of the dimensions and indicators. Figure 1. A screenshot of the online validation form. Figure 2. A screenshot of the online validation form. Figure 3. A screenshot of the online validation form. Each dimension and indicator contained a comment field that could be used by the experts to suggest modifications. This field could also be used to suggest improvements of the proposed model. After validating all the dimensions and indicators, the expert saved and sent the form using the buttons appearing at the bottom of the form. We contacted the experts via email in order to ask for their cooperation in the validation process of the provisional model. We attached two documents to the email message: a brief description of the proposed model, its objective, and the operationalization of its variables, and a document with instructions on how to fill in the online validation form. We asked the experts to respond via email within 1 month. The results of the validation provided by the experts through the online form were received in webpage format based on HTML5 technology, making its analysis more difficult. For this reason, the results were incorporated to a table generated by the Microsoft Excel program. Once the results were incorporated, the quantitative and qualitative validity of the model was verified. The quantitative validity was verified using the statistics program in version 12 and included calculating the facial validity index, the contents validity index, and the interjudge reliability index for all the indicators composing the model. The qualitative validation of the model was verified by collecting all the comments made by the experts to justify their validation, as well as their suggestions for the improvement of the model. Once the qualitative validation was completed, the results were triangulated with the results of the quantitative validation and specialized literature, which allowed us to make decisions regarding the maintenance, modification or removal of an indicator. For this reason, we created tables with the specific findings related to the dimensions of the model and all the proposed indicators. Table 4. Example of triangulation of the data for one of the indicators of the model. The definitive model for the assessment of higher education online programs was designed based on the results of the triangulation process. In order to verify the utility of the model, it was applied in the assessment of 4 online programs. The main purpose of this part of the study was to validate the model in an actual context and to verify its suitability for the self-assessment of online higher education programs. To achieve this goal, 4 self-assessment protocols were designed to be used by researchers as observation and assessment guidelines. The data was collected from the evidence described in the descriptive sheets for each indicator. By way of example, Table 5 shows a fragment of the protocol for one of the aforementioned self-assessments. Table 5. A fragment of a self-assessment protocol. This application allowed us to verify the potential of the model while assessing the quality of the programs through the detection of their strengths and weaknesses in order to design an action plan for their improvement. Results. An integrative model for the assessment of the quality of online higher education programs. The main result of this research is the development of a model composed of 2 variables, 14 dimensions, and 81 indicators. Variables of the model. A variable is a characteristic or quality, magnitude or quantity, that can undergo changes and that is subject to analysis, measurement, assessment, or control during a research project. In the field of the assessment of the quality of education programs, a variable is a characteristic that expresses the feature of the quality to be assessed. There are 2 variables considered in the integrative model for the assessment of the quality of online higher education programs developed here. The first variable is the quality of the online program itself. We consider this variable to be crucial, as it enables the assessment of the quality of all of the components of an online education program. The second variable refers to the ongoing assessment of the online program, which provides continuous information regarding its progress. This information enables the improvement of the program through feedback and self-adjustment. Dimensions of the model. The dimensions indicate the direction of the actions and cover the hallmarks of the whole. As an integrated piece, a single dimension catches only one aspect of quality. The quality assessment model proposed in this study contains 14 dimensions. The first 11 dimensions make it possible to assess the quality of all of the components of an education online program, and the last 3 dimensions verify the quality of all stages of the program. The working definition of each dimension is: Dimension 1, online program justification. The Determination of the Reasons for the Existence of the Online Program. Dimension 2. Online Program Objectives. The Proposals and Objectives to be Achieved by the Program. Dimension 3. Student Profile. A set of the defined knowledge and competences that must be met by new students and those who have completed the program. Dimension 4. Thematic Contents of the e-learning program. Themes and topics that constitute the online program. Dimension 5. Learning activities. Different tasks carried out by students. Dimension 6. Online teacher profile. Particular features that characterize the person who gives the online program. Dimension 7. Educational material. Any material used by the online teacher or by the student to facilitate the teaching learning process. Dimension 8. Educational strategies. Strategies used by the online teacher to support the teaching learning processes. Dimension 9. Tutoring. A coaching process during the learning process that is carried out by the online teacher via individual attention. Dimension 10. Assessment of students' learning. The evaluation and monitoring of students. Dimension 11. Virtual platform. A software that allows educational contents to be distributed and to carry out the online educational program. Dimension 12. Initial assessment of the program. An assessment carried out 1 week before the planned start of the program in order to establish the degree to which the program is prepared to begin, and to know whether it can be launched. Dimension 13. Processual assessment of the program. An assessment of the program at the midpoint of its course, done in order to maximize its development, identify its weaknesses, to make decisions about how to eliminate them. Dimension 14. Final assessment of the program. An assessment carried out immediately after the completion of the online program to determine the degree to which the program achieved its educational goals, and to measure the effects of the program and student satisfaction. Quality indicators for online programs. Indicators are a set of characteristics or features that constitute or allow for the description and assessment of certain dimensions of a variable. They can be presented as guiding questions or a checklist that make apparent the achieved degree of quality. The system of 81 indicators developed to describe and assess the dimensions of our model can be used as a tool by Spanish universities to verify the extent of the application of the standards, parameters, and recommendations aimed at guaranteeing and assessing the quality of online education programs. Table 6 describes the distribution of the indicators based on the dimensions. The appendix to this paper describes the indicators selected to assess each dimension. Table 6. Distribution of the indicators based on the proposed dimensions. The purpose of the indicators of Dimension 1 is to assess whether the online program successfully explains and justifies itself so that students can see that the program is useful and can understand it in terms of their learning process and professional development. The indicators of Dimension 2 are proposed as ways of assessing whether the program defines clear and measurable objectives and whether these objectives are coherent with the syllabus of the program and are responsive to the demands of the labor market. The purpose of the indicators of Dimension 3 is to assess whether the program clearly defines its access and graduation profiles, and whether these are made available to the students. The indicators of Dimension 4 assess the quality of the thematic content of the program. They assess, among other things, whether the content is appropriate, taking into consideration the study load and whether the content is coherent with the educational objectives and the graduation profile of the program, as well as whether the different topics and subjects are up to date, easily understandable, and arranged in a logical manner. The indicators of Dimension 5 allow for the assessment of whether the learning activities meet the following quality criteria: different typology, contribution to the achievement of the educational objectives of the program, encouragement of teamwork, definition of guidelines, schedules, deadlines, and delivery methods for each activity. The indicators of Dimension 6 refer to the qualifications necessary to teach the program. These qualifications include the pedagogical and technological competences required for the online teaching learning process. The indicators of Dimension 7 serve to assess the quality of the teaching materials, among other aspects. These indicators assess whether the teaching materials are appropriate, sufficient, up-to-date, motivating, and accessible by students. The indicators of Dimension 8 assess the quality of the teaching strategies applied by the online teacher, focusing on their typology and coherence with the educational objectives of the program. The purpose of the indicators of Dimension 9 is to assess the quality of the individual and group tutoring sessions carried out by the online teacher. Moreover, they assess whether the teacher provides the students with appropriate feedback for each activity. The indicators of Dimension 10 assess the strategies applied for the continuous assessment of the learning process undertaken by the students. These indicators assess, among other things, whether the program introduces clear assessment criteria and rules, and whether it applies them while taking into consideration the nature of each learning activity. The indicators of Dimension 11 assess the quality of the virtual classroom and whether it allows to manage all stages of the program, such as the preparation of the program content, the implementation of the program, the assessment of the abilities acquired by the students, and the assessment of the learning process. The indicators of Dimensions 12, 13, and 14 serve to assess the three stages of the program, that is, its initial, development, and final stages. By generating a complete model for quality assessment that includes indicators for online education programs, and allows for the assessment of the pedagogical and technological components of the program and of its planning, development, and results, we intend to promote an improvement process for the continuous adequacy of the programs based on their quality objectives. Results of the validation of the model. Being aware of the limitations of this type of paper, below we present a summary of the results of the qualitative validation of the dimensions carried out by the experts who validated them in relation to their univocality, suitability, and importance. We also present some comments and suggestions regarding the indicators of the model. In order to affirm that a dimension was sufficiently valued by the experts, the following criteria were established: 0% to 69% positive responses, dimension insufficiently valued, 70% to 79% positive responses, dimension sufficiently valued, 80% to 89% positive responses, dimension highly valued, 90% to 100% positive responses, dimension obtained maximum value. The type of validity sought was positive or negative. Two scales of validation were used, the dichotomous validation and Likert validation. In this former, a yes was considered positive, a no was considered negative. In the latter, a 3 or 4 was considered positive, a 1 or 2 was considered negative. Moreover, a high score was considered as a criterion to affirm that a dimension was sufficiently valued by the experts. To that end, a minimum score of 70% of positive responses was established. Qualitative feedback received from the experts, which was not mandatory, was also used for the reformulation of the dimensions. Table 7. Results of the qualitative validation of the dimensions of the model. As can be seen in Table 5, all 14 dimensions are considered clear, which means that they are precisely presented and understandable by the experts. Moreover, all dimensions are considered as highly suitable, that is, they allow, to a high extent, for the assessment of the quality of the online program. Furthermore, the experts consider that all dimensions are very relevant, which means that they are considered as crucial for the assessment of the quality of online programs. Regarding this point, we would like to note that the differences in the percentages are due to the validation by the experts of the three validation criteria. The experts did not always give the same score for each validation criterion. For example, when it comes to Dimension 1, 92% of the experts considered that the dimension was clearly defined, while only 83% of them considered it suitable and important for the assessment of the quality of the online program. The percentages show the percentage of positive responses provided for each criterion. Table 8 shows the qualitative feedback provided by the experts regarding the dimensions of our model. Table 8. Comments made by the experts regarding the dimensions of the model. As for the indicators of each dimension, all of them were assessed by the experts as unambiguous in their semantic definitions and relevant with respect to the dimensions in which they were included. Moreover, almost all of them were considered important for the assessment of higher education online programs. Only 9 indicators were assessed as unimportant. These were removed from the model. Selection criteria for the thematic contents of the program. The suitability of the learning activities with respect to online education. Requirements regarding the knowledge and use of the information and communication technologies by the candidates to the online program. Qualifications of the online teacher regarding online education. Qualifications of the persons in charge of the development of the program in relation to online education. Suitability of the materials and didactic resources for disabled students. Variety of didactic materials. Variety of didactic resources. Interactive components of the contents of the didactic unit. The validation carried out by the experts allowed us to adjust and improve the model according to the comments made by them, which were incorporated in the definitive model. Limits of the research. The main constraints of this research are The bibliographical research is limited to analyzing the standards, models and guides developed to assess online education that can be used as reference in the design and performance of the assessment of education online programs. The dimensions and indicators proposed for the model are a selection within multiple models designed to assess the quality of online education in general. We can encounter multiple dimensions and indicators in specialized literature and, thus, it is impossible to analyze all of them, making it necessary to select some of them. The analysis of the standards and models was based on analyzing objectives, structures, dimensions, and indicators. Nevertheless, it was necessary to conduct an analysis of all of their documents, ideologies, proceedings, and other characteristics, implications and conclusion. The issue of quality is a current concern for everyone involved in training and education, both traditional and online. Some researchers point out that the assessment of online education programs should be a permanent practice in order to provide a critical view of these programs, as well as of the aspects relevant to ensuring a high quality of online education programs. Nevertheless, the assessment should be complete so that a detailed diagnostic of the current quality of the online program, and a reflection on what should be modified and what should not be modified to guarantee its high quality, can be accomplished. The assessment of online programs is complete if it is performed from a wide point of view, with the support of periodically collected data, and a strict analysis of this data that is focused on the assessment of the quality of the program itself, the quality of all of the pedagogical components of the program and the quality of the virtual environment used to carry out the program, and the continuous assessment of the program, that is, the assessment of the program in three different stages, the initial, development, and final stages. The model presented in this paper integrates two kinds of assessment and includes dimensions that serve to carry out the assessment of all of the components of the program and the assessment of its planning, application, and final stages. Various indicators were proposed for each dimension as an example of what should be assessed. The application of these indicators depends on the data collected and managed by the university, as well as on the university's available means. The model presented here is addressed to the persons in charge of implementing online programs, and to program directors coordinators. It can also be applied by online program designers as a guideline for creating high-quality programs. It can also be useful to those who supervise the quality of higher education, as it is a technical document that allows for its revision and the drafting of a final report. The model also provides a framework for future research, which will need to identify the elements of the model are stable, and those that can be adjusted to the specific context of each university in different countries. And given the variability of the conditions of the quality of online education, there is always a need for research that aims at these kinds of dimension and indicator adjustments. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the IRODL website, www.irodl.org. Goodbye.